Welcome to worship, everyone. We're so glad that you gathered in the house of the Lord this morning. Isn't it wonderful that we can worship God in freedom? That we can do this. What a blessing. Sometimes I take it for granted, you know, that we can gather and we can praise the name of the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, with all our mind, and we can do it in freedom without fear of reprisal. So today is a very special day because the youth have been on houseboats, and we get to hear from them. We get to hear their testimonies. We get to hear from Jesse, their youth leader, and others who were on the trip too. And they will be greeting you at the door afterwards. So after you hear their testimonies and their stories, please go out by the door and thank them. We're so grateful for our youth, and they're such an important part of our ministry today. And also, I want to introduce Ariana Rice here. She's from Vintage Faith Church. She serves there. Would you welcome her? She's going to lead us in worship today. Thanks so much for being here, Ariana. And as we worship, let's put our burdens aside. Let's put our preoccupations away. And let's look at Jesus, look full in his wonderful face. Let's worship God together. God, we come to you today so grateful that you are a God who is present in the deserts of our lives, in the valleys, and also present on the mountaintops when victory happens in our lives. And Lord God, we just ask that you would give us the faith to trust in your amazing grace in the deserts, so that when we celebrate on the mountains, we will remember how faithful you were. Lord, may we truly praise you with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds this day, because you are a good God. We can stake our lives on your mercy and on your forgiveness and on your grace and on your love, from which nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for coming in Jesus. Lord, may we fully take you in this next hour and recognize how much you care for us. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Hello. So I'm going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 58. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and tie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Is it not to share food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear. So I believe we read this on Wednesday night. And originally when we read it, I wasn't very sure on what it meant. But I kept thinking about it, kept talking about it. And I realized that if you try and help everyone that you can and try and loose the chains of injustice, share your food with the hungry whenever you can, always provide the poor with shelter and clothe the naked, then your light and your dawn will break forth and you will have healing. But even after, before Wednesday, what we did is we swam and we had fun, like this video up on that we will show you.
Houseboats was really fun, and not only did I enjoy getting to know everyone, swimming, banana boating, and other activities Houseboat has to offer, but I also feel like I've got a lot closer to God with the help of some of the staff, like Jesse, and all of the speeches. But also on Friday, during the two-hour solo time, I had a lot of time to pray. As I said, more prayers, the easier it got. Thank you for the opportunity for this trip and for the staff leadership and guidance.
Houseboats is really fun, and as you can tell by the video, we did a bunch of flips on the roof of the houseboat. We did a bunch of activities, and we all got closer to God, and we got to learn more about God, and we just had a really fun time on houseboats.
Again, houseboats was really fun. We were given the opportunity to do a lot of things like banana boating, water skiing, kneeboarding, and like cooking for everyone else on the boat. And during the 2-hour solo time in the park, we could pray and read the Bible and just reflect on what we learned previously.
So last evening, after a week of very little sleep, carbohydrates 24 hours a day, and son, Jesse, texted me and said, "Can you share something tomorrow?" So here's what I came up with, and I apologize in advance if it sounds like I didn't have a lot of prep time, but I'm speaking to you from my heart today. The reason I go on houseboats is because I love youth. I think youth are idealistic, they're real, unrealistic, and they are visionaries. Their brains literally are not fully developed. There's a part of their brain that doesn't develop fully till you're 25 years old, and that's why they're willing to do crazy stuff like slide down rocks and jump off of houseboat roofs, which clearly says on the roof of every boat, no jumping off the roof. But they're also willing to try things that are dangerous and not good. So they need a lot of adults around them to keep them safe. And I hope that's what youth group does, as well as parents. Hitler hijacked the youth brain to have Nazism rise in most of Europe. Communism has harnessed the idealism of youth to start revolutions all over the world, and today radical Islam is recruiting young people to spread a message of terrorism and hatred. Evil philosophies harness the youth worldwide, and we are the answer. The bride of Christ, the church, needs to be reaching youth with the truth, with hope, with the gospel of Christ. You've heard the expression that youth are the future of the church. I say that's baloney. I think youth are the present of the church today. Yeah. So youth yearn for something, but they don't know what it is. But we do. They yearn for Jesus Christ. They want to be known. They want to be loved unconditionally. They want someone who wants them to be in a better place. They want grace to cover their mistakes. And they want a purpose that's higher and bigger and better than they are. And that is what we can give them. They need acceptance of a church family, a place to belong, not a gang. And they need hope in a world that is scary and uncertain and makes no sense. And in short, they need exactly what you and I do, right? Youth, you may wonder why someone my age is interested in youth ministry. Well, you look at those kids and you look at that video and you know why. Because they aren't limited by reason and they aren't stopped by experience. They're willing to do things and their enthusiasm and their passion is contagious and it keeps me young. They look at scripture with fresh eyes and fresh ideas. And a scripture that I might have studied 100 times when I read it with them, they see new things. They have a different idea that's great. And God has a track record of using that. David was able to fight Goliath because he was a youth. God did not pick an experienced soldier who knew what he was doing because he wouldn't have gone out there with a stone and been. But David was willing to do it. And he has used youth in all the Bible, and he's using them now to accomplish great spiritual things. And I saw these kids on houseboats grow in those few days so much you cannot believe. It's like we get them in youth group. What, 20 minutes of time spent alone with them or in Bible study, an hour spent of fun in a year, each once a week. But we get all this concentrated time on houseboats. And to see them, the older kids tearing for the younger ones, to see the little cliques dissolve and everyone becoming accepting each other, to hear the bickering, like I was sitting there first, and all, it kind of disappeared because they melted with one another and became each other's brothers and sisters in this short time. I think that the bonds they formed here will last a long time. I think Jesse started something great in them, having them look first, who is Jesus? And then who are we? And then how can we be Jesus to the world? So looking up, looking in, and looking out. And a popular belief is that youth exclude adults. They don't want adults to be in their life, and they wish everyone over 25 would go to Antarctica. But that is not the truth. They are looking for adults who will be there for them, who will attend their after-school events, who will encourage them, who will listen to them without judgment, who will give them wise counsel, and who will just be there for them. And when you get to know them, you'll find out they are amazing people. They are so gifted, so talented, so caring, and so great. But you will also find that they are broken, that they have been through things that children should not be through. They carry burdens way beyond their years. And some kids are very isolated, and they are waiting for someone to rescue them. And they are going through this at a time when they're trying to figure out who they are. And we know who they are. They are God's. They are the chosen. They're His precious children. And we need to tell them. Don't make me cry now. Because if you love a child, a youth, and you're just there for them, you might change their life. But if you do it, I guarantee you will change yours.
Households 2018 has been one of the best experiences of my life. I've met some amazing people, learned new things, and I've created wonderful memories that will be remembered for a long time. Not only did I have incredible amounts of fun during the time I was there, but I learned new ideas. One idea that stood out to me the most was the idea of being Bayani. During one of the programs, Jesse was telling us a story about a quiet, shy boy who got stuck in a well. The boy thought it was over for him, but then remembered what his grandma used to tell him, to be Bayani, to be a warrior and a hero. Eventually, he started yelling for help until his friends found him and took him out of the well. I remember riding the banana boat, and Aaron and Josh tried to push me off. Though we were moving at around 15 miles per hour, and my face was driving along the water, I still managed to hold on somehow, and at that moment, I felt pretty Bayani. Just overall, this trip was amazing in every way. From all the enlightening speeches during the nightly programs to the extremely filling food and the adrenaline rush of jumping off the boat for the first time, it was an eye-opening experience that I'll never forget.
Hi, my name is Julia, as you probably already know, and this is my fourth year going on houseboats. On one of the devotion nights this year, Jesse challenged us to memorize the poem that I'm going to read to you. As I looked over it, I found that it is not only true, but it also needs to be heard. In the poem, it says that you are a child of God, and not to shrink so that other people will not feel insecure around you. In this generation especially, people put themselves down to be funny, or so that they don't outshine their friends. But in the end, it says that as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. And I think instead of hiding our own light, we should shine so that others can shine with us. So now let me read the poem. Our Deepest Fear by Mariana Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people will not feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Thank you.
So my name is Austin, and this is also my fourth year on houseboats. And this year, Jesse asked me to lead worship, and it was a really fun experience. I was kind of nervous at first because I've played guitar and sang in front of the church, but there's always people with me. So singing in front of everybody for worship by myself was a little nervous. I was a little nervous at first, but I got better as the week went on, and it was fun because I enjoy singing and I enjoy praising the Lord and just like sharing like awesome songs with all the youth. And this next song I'm going to sing is like our theme song for the week that we sing. It's called Even When It Hurts. And it just talks about like even when we're going through pain, we're still going to praise the Lord. We're still going to love him and he's going to be there and we're always going to keep worshiping him.
Thank you guys for the opportunity. I'm Jesse. These are some of the youth. They're great. They're super fun. And at this time, I'd like for us as a church to join and worship together again. And in your hearts, please lift up these youths. They'll be protected, that they would grow, and that God would find them where they are. Thank you guys.
Thank you for coming to worship today. We trust that God's Holy Spirit has ministered to you. We thank you so much, youth, for sharing with us about houseboats. And our prayer for you as you grow in God's grace, that Christ will really become the center of your life and in the center of all of our lives. And it's so inspirational to hear your share today.
Well, everyone stand with me, please. We're going to pray for these, for our young people. We're going to pray for this church. You know what? When it comes to looking for a kid in the woods or what have you, people grab hands. Okay? You want to be thorough as a congregation as we pray tonight, today. Where are we right now? Today, as we pray this morning, let's all grab hands. Let's be thorough. And please bow your heads with me. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this group, this church. And thank you, God, for these youth. Lord, we praise you. We pray blessings on them that they would have everything that they need, that you would give them guidance, that you would speak to them, that your words would penetrate their hearts, that you would form their minds, that you would give them hope, this abundant hope that would be untamed. God, that their hope would be so strong, their hope in you. God, that they would lean on you for everything, for their meals, for their education, for their guidance, for their resurrection, for everything that you have in store for them, God. God, we ask that you guide them in their schools, in their friendships, and in their families. Help them, God, to be leaders of the church, to speak your words, to preach your gospel, and to live with love that you have shown us. We ask, Lord, that they would be a light for our church. They would inspire us. That we would not be the same because we pour out in them and then they impact us with their smiles and laughter. We ask all this in your holy and precious name. Amen.